Wake up with Bridge and Spider for breakfast.
Oh, look, I don't want to exaggerate, but this is a chock-a-block podcast full of Bridge and Spider goodness.
Well, of course, it's still after Easter, yes. So it's chock-a-block.
Yeah, but it's a good egg. It's like a Cadbury cream egg. It's not like your butter and it's hollow in the middle. This is filled with goodness.
Oh, it certainly is. We're going to be chatting about the Avengers Endgame. Now, more importantly, there was a teacher that put on the front door of his classroom saying that do not discuss anything about anything to do with the Avengers Endgame. I haven't seen it yet, and you know that I love Marvel comics, so I do not want any students discussing anything about this movie near my classroom.
Oh, that means people will ruin the surprise.
Of course it will, but we want to ask you actually, you know, when have somebody ruined the surprise for you? Because if that was me, I'd tell the teacher straight up.
Yeah, you would.
Well, Limo, he's such a funny comedian, and speak of surprises, apparently there's a politician.
Right.
On ACA tonight.
Yes.
Who's been at a strip club.
Whoa! Oh!
Yep. Going to be revealed.
Oh, he's going to talk to us about that. And Matt, I love him, but I never want to see him with his clothes off. From...
Why would you even think about
Matt Preston?
Matt Preston with his clothes off.
Maybe just take his cravat off from MasterChef and swirl it around his head. He's joining us.
What about if he only wore his cravat?
I would still just look at the cravat.
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, I don't know why you have it on your mind, Matt. Nude.
Well, there's a mental image for you to listen to while we get into the podcast.
Just talking about the stripping and trying to do a segue and it didn't work properly.
Matt Preston, MasterChef's back.
Matt, I want to ask you a question. Can you kind of look at somebody and see what kind of food they are, what they're like?
Yeah, look. Yeah, you can look at me and go, oh, four cheese pizza for sure.
I think
there is, and I think that's part of the joy of cooking or you know, even ordering for people at restaurants is picking the stuff they love. I think there are certain things that are universal. Who can argue that the bowl of golden crunchy potatoes is not one of the greatest things in the world, especially with a perfect sauce?
What food would you kind of associate then? We've got a big federal election coming up, and I've just got four names and associated food with them. Clive Palmer could be, our future Prime Minister.
Well, it's got to be a palmy, isn't it? It's got to be a palmy. It's got to be a crumb schnitzel with a lot of cheese.
Okay, what about ScoMo?
ScoMo, it would be in public. It would be a meat pie and a beer that you wouldn't drink when people go skull.
And Billy Shorten.
Billy Shorten would be a beautiful, elegant, fine dining dish pretending to be working class man.
And the last one. What about a Pauline Hanson? What food would you associate?
Something palatable.
All right, we're getting political quickly.
Well, yeah, you're asking. It's word association. I cannot lie. This is
Now, Matt, look, this statement always annoys me, and I reckon you can blow it out of the water. Okay. Nothing tastes as good as skinny feels. Tell me something that tastes better than skinny feels.
Duck.
What? Nothing tastes as good as skinny feels. Well, look, I would always say that. A nice little sludge of Bridgie's Goldie sauce.
You remember it, Matt.
For sweetness. Guys, I mentioned it in the Courier Mail the other week. I actually created Bridgie's Goldie sauce because as a mark of respect to you, my muse.
I'm new to this team here, Matt. So can you enlighten me as to, and anyone else that's just joined us, sauce?
So there is this brilliant. I'm a bit in love with that kind of, you know, that Thai, the Californian made chili sauce called sriracha or rooster sauce.
Yes.
It's kind of in a big squeezy bottle, delicious. I also love this idea of putting some maple syrup in there, which is with a little bit of soy for saltiness. It's a combination that Bridge has come up with all by herself as a delicious combination to put on. Almost anything.
And garlic
too. Almost anything.
Garlic
too. And garlic too.
Yes.
You, You're changing it up as we go. I love it.
No,
you're developing
Matt...
it. So delicious, absolutely delicious flavour combinations and truly impressive stuff. And I'll send you a link. It's actually on... You can actually read the piece on delicious.com.au, but I'll send you a link. You don't have to do
that.
I know how pampered you are, Bridge.
Look, well, she's been holding this sauce through generations because... A great great grandmother had handed it down in the old pencil writing in an old cookbook.
Yes,
passed it all the way down.
Yeah, of course you did. Of course you did. Because sriracha. When was your grandmother had sriracha? Did she? You liar!
From Limerick and
like,
Ireland.
You're like a typical chef. You're like a typical chef. You claim it's your grandmother. I'm inspired by my grandmother cooking. You're bringing me dust and foam. There's no way your grandmother had sriracha. You've just shot yourself. I love the claim. It's like that thing where people say, I cook with love, it must be delicious, and it's obviously not. I love all that. And this is all the bull that we have to pick our way through on MasterChef to find people worthy of an apron. Can we just unpick the first lie of this interview? And right now, you'd be going through the second round. You'd be getting a no from me, even George and Gary,
hey.
Because at the end of the day, good food, honest food, legitimate dreams. They're the things that get you an apron tonight on MasterChef.
Oh, we're looking forward to it, Matt Preston. Thank you very much.
Thanks, guys. It's pleasure as always.
Wake up with a laugh. Bridge and Spider for breakfast. Gold 92.5.
It's the home of comedy, which means we get all the big names through here on the show.
Limo, you love a song and we love you joining us every week. So here we go. You requested one of the greats, a one-hit wonder, so we thought, you know what? We'll put it to you.
Joe Dolce.
What do you think you do? Why you look so sad?
Limo's
not so bad.
He's got a
nicer
face.
Shut
up in your face.
Yeah.
Doesn't make sense.
No, it doesn't make any sense.
I like a Limo's not so bad.
Yeah.
I like it. I can work with that. I'll put that on a poster sometime. Limo's not so bad. Brilliant Spider. Good work, guys. Term, well done.
Underneath, shut up your face.
You continue to nail it every week.
Oh.
And I know you've got a writing team working on that for days.
Yeah. Entourage, mate. Entourage.
Hey, now, did you guys get to the Q Clash at Metricon on the weekend?
Yeah, I went out there and right under the Gold Coast Suns. They've got a few people on board as ambassadors. And we went out there and had a look. Unfortunately, it didn't go the Suns' way. Probably would have liked to see a couple more goals and not a 10-goal difference. But... still, it's a Q Clash. You're getting a few there. A lot of Brisbane people come down.
I know it's becoming there's a genuine rivalry is emerging between the two teams. Did you hear on the weekend the alternative names being thrown around for the Q Clash?
Oh, no.
No, I didn't.
Oh, well, there's the Pineapple Grapple.
Well, I like that.
One.
Yeah.
And the Mango Tango, which I must admit I quite like that.
Yeah, I like that one, the Mango Tango.
That's awesome.
Yeah, so let's go for the Mango Tango when they play later this year.
Done.
Yep. Mango Tango 18.
There it is, see? It just works beautifully. It does sound like week 4 of Dancing with the Stars, but I reckon we can make this stick.
Does that go to week 4, does it?
Hey.
Or week 3. Yeah. Wherever it goes. Hey, guys, you see a controversy here. A current affair tonight.
Oh.
A politician has been spotted at the strippers.
No,
did you hear about this?
No.
Yes, it will be revealed tonight. I want to say two things in defence of this politician,
right,
whoever it is. One, strippers are voters too, okay? So if you can't lobby some strippers, I mean, you're not doing your job properly.
Hey, that's what he's doing. I'm assuming it's a him. He's putting the ballot form in a G-string.
Yeah.
he's handing out how to vote cards.
You don't want to be buying your votes by putting 50s in there.
No, exactly. Hey, and secondly, can you remember the last time a politician got busted at the strippers? Yeah, it was Kevin Rudd, and he went on to become the next Prime Minister of Australia.
Right. That's right. Okay, yeah. All right. Are we talking bigwig, you reckon?
I have it on good authority that may well be someone associated with Pauline Hanson, so no one's going to be terribly surprised.
Is it Pauline?
Could be.
Don't.
It could be.
It could
apparently
be.
Apparently the video that was handed to Channel 9 goes for 2 hours. Now... I mean, I'm not super experienced in this area, but I'm pretty sure 2 hours at the strippers is a very long stay.
That's called an expensive night.
That is an expensive night out. Yeah, they're hardly selling you $1 beers at the... at the strippers.
So the GST stands for G-string tax.
Yeah, there we go.
Wake up with a laugh. Bridge and Spider for breakfast. Gold 92.5.
Biggest movie in the world at the moment, Spider, Avengers Endgame.
Yeah, interesting. It's really funny to see a teacher waiting to see this. Warns his students not to spoil the movie for him. He wrote on a big note in his classroom, "Do not discuss anything about it anywhere near my classroom until this sign comes down," meaning I've seen the movie. You know how much I love the Marvel comic.
Oh.
And it's been shared hundreds of thousands of times. So as a student, you'd be pretty tempted, wouldn't you?
Of course, when a teacher tells you what not to do.
You're going
to
do it.
Yeah, exactly.
But
right.
We do want to know on those things that, you know, when people have spoilt the ending for you, and it could have been, you know, if you're pregnant, surprise party, it could have been a movie, could have been a TV series that you've been hanging out for so long, and then somebody just spoils it.
Chantel in Pimpama, who wrecked what for you?
The ultrasound chick when I was pregnant with my third baby. Mm. I already had a boy and a girl, so we didn't want to find out the sex of it.
Yeah.
And when I had my ultrasound, they go, "Oh, she's got big feet."
Oh, no. Oh, you hate that.
Oh, no.
So disappointing.
Oh, the slip.
Yeah.
Thank you.
No, thank you.
Sorry to hear that, Chantel.
Yeah. You brought up a bad memory for it.
Jazz in Pimpama.
Yeah.
Jazz, when has somebody spoiled something for you?
It was my 10th birthday, and my mum always let my brother and I pick a present and wrap it up for each other. Anyway, I really wanted the new My Secret Diary, electronic diary. It was pink. I really wanted it.
Yeah.
My brother came into my bedroom and he goes, "You're getting the pink My Secret Diary for your birthday, just so you know."
Oh.
And the next morning, I had nothing to look forward to because 2 days prior to that, my cousin raided my mum's wardrobe for a pair of heels and she told me all my other birthday presents.
Jazz, seemed like it was a long time ago and you would never let it go.
Forget
it. And fair call.
Can't forget that one.
Sounds like you're still coming to terms with it, Jazz.
Hey. A friend of mine's a very good psychologist, Janine McAvoy. I'll put you on hold and pass
thanks,
on your number.
Jazz.
Awesome. Thanks, guys. Have a good
Thank
day.
You. Thank you.
What happened to you, Lisa, in Narang? What did someone ruin for you?
The State of Origin game.
No.
Queensland versus New South Wales. Oh. I was so angry. I had to work at night, and so I just made sure everyone at work didn't tell me what the score was. Mum was taping it at home for me, and I'd get home the next day, neighbours at the front telling me who won. I was not happy.
Oh, not happy, Jan.
Boo.
Ruins not the happy. Game. You can't watch it knowing the outcome.
I know, but I was so not happy at all.